At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hoop ballers, let's talk about your balls. Yep, your balls and the area around them. Let's talk about manscaped.com. Go there and use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use the promo code and go check out all the tools they have of trimming the hedges and taking care of your lawn, like the Lawnmower 3.0 with a built-in LED light to help you get into those dark thigh crevices on the inner parts. Also, the Gooch. It is hard to get to the Gooch if you can't see it. So use the LED light with the anti-tugless technology on the razor. Full long battery life. Then check out the weed whacker. Bring that out of the shed. Use it on your shrubs. Cut down what you need, down to bare minimum if you need to. It's got a nice anti-tugless technology, just like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's also got a lithium battery. And best news of all, these things are waterproof. So that way you can do it in the shower and take care of business in the cleanest way possible. HoopBall20 is the promo code that's going to get you free shipping as well as 20% off. I recommend using it. I recommend getting the complete care kit with your free shipping and your 20% off. Spend a little extra, get a lot more. There's a good care kit there for us gentlemen. Face scrub, shampoo, ball treatment, and the area that surrounds our balls. I believe there's even a pair of underwear in there for our balls. So yeah. That's going to conclude the talk about our balls. Now let's talk about bets. MyBookie.ag is where all the hoop ballers take care of their winnings and where we place all of our wagers that we post in our article in the Wager Pass, as well as our free plays and our Discord chats. Yes, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you. Hell, specifically type in my name. I want them to know. But most importantly, you got to let them know what podcast that is. And it is Today in Sports Betting. You let them know that we sent you. And then we, as a family, get to grow. And then we get to set you up to reap more benefits. And that is what's important to us because we are here to help you win money. And that is why we recommend MyBookie. Their slogan is bet, win, get paid. And it's quite simply that easy. Use Bitcoin to get going. It's a high recommendation of VM Center at Vince Miracle, our guy. It's a recommendation of me. It's so easy. Dan Bespris, the podfather, Aaron Bruski, the godfather, they get in there, they get going with Bitcoin, they get their money in and out, and it's easy peasy. HoopBall's the promo code. Use that. Let them know that we sent you. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, as a podcast, we have your balls and your bets covered. And without further ado, we have Today in Sports Betting.
The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hoo Fellas, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to another episode and another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I am your humble host, Devin Ellington, or at DALE007 on Twitter. And also, while you're over there on Twitter, find at Hoopball Gaming and give them a follow, because that is the motherboard. That's the rest of the roster right there. That's where you find all of us. Also, hey, I want to highlight our Hoopball Pelicans team, our Hoopball Pelicans podcast. Make sure to go follow that account also, as well as Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle, L-Y-L-E, Swithen, S-W-I-T-H-E-N, bank, like money, like what we make on this show, bank, Lyle Swithenbank. He is our Hoopball Pelicans host. He is our Australian brethren, and he covers the Pelicans for us halfway, three quarters away across the globe. And with the news of, you know, SVG being out, there's some stuff to talk about with the Pelicans, and Lyle's got it on lock. So make sure to check him out. Then you go to hoop-ball.com, look at the free content. You'll see more team-specific coverage over there, more articles, more write-ups, more podcasts. Up-to-the-minute blurbs on the side of the screen. And then, of course, we got the wager pass for $9.99 a month, so 33 cents a day. You get picks from 8 professionals, high-volume bettors like myself. You get prop bets, home run prop bets. You're going to get all sorts of information and nuggets on basketball from Vince, Dan, and Brew. Riley Sorbo's our NBA prop guy.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
So, you know, we got you covered for whatever you need. And we have a free article that went up for the U.S. Open, the 121st U.S. Open at Torrey Pines. Joe Campisi, our guy, our golf guy, is looking to make you some money in that regards. A lot of his top fives, top tens are looking good right now. So do all that. You got homework to do. If you're on an Apple product, please do stop what you're doing right now, but keep the show going and go give us a review and some words of kindness on the Apple podcast sector. We're trying to crack top 10, and we are very, very close for sports betting podcasts. We are top 3 on Spotify, and we are continuing to grow. And those kind words and those reviews definitely are a huge part of it. And we're giving away money for 5-star reviews. Screenshot it, send it to me, send it to at Dan Bespris or team@hoop-ball.com in an email form. Don't forget the show's sponsors that you'll hear me talk about in the middle of the show in a pre-recorded segment, manscaped.com, mybookie.ag. I just used my lawnmower 4.0 to remove my handlebar mustache yesterday, going on a date tonight, so I had to clean it up a little bit. Couldn't look like a Trailer Park Kung Fu Master no more. I told her I was trying to get the Fu Manchu going, and she didn't really go for that. So I shaved it with my lawnmower 4.0, no pulls, anti-tug technology, as well as a built-in LED light. So handy. So handy. So if you need to remove a handlebar mustache for a date, you got to do it with the Lawnmower 4.0. Promo code for manscaped.com is going to be HOOPBALL20. HOOPBALL20. Okay, let's rapid fire today's show. It is Friday. It's going to be a fast Friday. And we're going to talk MLB card. There's quite a bit on there that I like that I've unpacked so far. I've still got some digging to do, but I've got my scratch track and my card made. I got some tally site selections in. I've already made some money on Sweden today. I'm going to mow the yard. I got some work I've already been productive on in my other job. Man, today is a good day. And if you don't feel it, I'm going to make sure you do. You feel it? Ready? Sending good vibes, sending good energies. That's right. I know you felt it. Because I feel it. We're going to talk some AUDL also. Week 3 starts tonight, American Ultimate Disc League. If you missed the show last week that I had with Daniel Cohen, you've got to listen to that show. You get some deep, deep scrubs and some really great information on the historical bowels of the league. Very informative. I loved that show. I've listened to it a couple times myself already, and I was on the show. I asked the questions. It's Daniel Cohen's where you'll find the AUDL's lead analyst. Week 3 starts tonight, and there's going to be a highlighted game between Boston and DC. It's going to be a wild Friday night in the AUDL. I'll use that as the cupcake topper at the end of the show. So let's go ahead and get into the MLB. Actually, let's start NBA because I've got one quick, concise point to make. I've got the Sixers to win the series exactly at 4-2. And I went ahead and did 4-1 also. They obviously didn't close it out, but my 4-2 bet, I made sure to place enough on it to cover and to win enough on the two collective bets made. So tonight, Sixers, I need them to handle the business. And a lot of the guys on the HoopBALL team are high on them. So, you know where I'll be rooting tonight in the NBA. I mean, I love this Hawks team, and I love the story, and I love what Trae Young's doing, but I'd rather make some money. I'm looking at the spread. Philly's only – man, excuse me, got that scratchy frog. Philly's only minus 160 on the money. I say only. I mean, that's a lot of juice. It's only juice if it loses, by the way. I saw that somewhere, but I'm just going to look for my series bet to, you know, hopefully cash here. I don't want to, you know, double dip and maybe get myself in some extra trouble. So I'm going to go ahead and stay away from anything else. How about the Clippers? A chance to close it out tonight. I had them as my dark horse. I got them picked to win the championship on tally site. So PG's got to step up again. Reggie Jackson's got to step up. Zubac, he's got to be physical at some point. 1.5-point spread. Hey, no true opinion on this game. I would just like to see the Clippers wrap it up. I think it'd be a cool underdog victory. Utah, you know, they're still lacking something. And they just got beat without Kawhi, so, and they got beat pretty bad. All right, let's jump on over to MLB. I've got some things that I really like. I got some things that I don't like. So let's start with the stuff that I'm not going to really be talking about on this show, games that I'm just passing off. And then we can expedite things a little bit more quicker here together. Oakland and New York, I love this matchup. I don't know a lot about this Kaprielian kid. Jamison Tyon, obviously starting to falter a little bit. I would look at over 9.5, but I just don't trust Oakland's offense on the road. A lot of money's gone to the Yankees. They're now minus 145 as a favorite. This line started with Oakland at plus 108. Now they're plus 124. So overall, unfamiliarity and fishiness is keeping me away from this one. I don't like what the market was trying to tell me as I looked through the numbers, the team totals, the first five numbers, because there's a story within every card and there's a story within every game. We as people, as humans, as a consciousness, have a pattern, right? And if we connect, if all of us connect, if our consciousness is connected, then there are ways to find patterns and threads and channels within day-to-day operations, even if it is in the future, if it is in the past. What we need to look at is the storytelling, because it's all human cognitive consciousness that's creating these numbers, right? So if I'm looking at it and I'm seeing a story being told, a story I've seen before or that I've even read before, it helps me back off a little bit. And the odds makers are good storytellers. They are. Sometimes they're fibs and sometimes they're fiction or nonfiction. I'm sorry. So it's for us to determine what category of novel we're looking into when we're looking at these numbers that derive from the way that we bet as humans and our consciousness looks at numbers, and then the way that odds makers set numbers as a consciousness. So yes, everything is connected, and I'm getting philosophical with you, but it helps me keep in mind of something that I need to measure whenever I look at a card. That's how I derive a lot of my value, is strictly based off the storytelling of the card, where what the chapter unfolded for us the day before. You know, say we finish a chapter yesterday and then today we start a new chapter. It's a new card, a new page, quote unquote. So philosophically speaking, I like betting because it helps me learn about people. St. Louis, Atlanta, STLATL, Carlos Martinez, the heaviest wild card of them all, the X factor of all X factors. No. St. Louis almost got no hit last night. Max Fried, the lefty on the mound, up and down, inconsistent, no thanks. High total set at even money, no thanks. St. Louis is starting to come down on their price. It was plus 135. It's plus 130 now. So there's movement on them. I'm not supporting Carlos Martinez, and I don't like betting this Atlanta team because I'm terrible at it and I've not had any luck all year. So they're on my do not bet list. I mean, it's okay to have do not bet lists. Cardinals are pretty much there. Yeah, so I'm not looking to play this one. And on games that I said I'm not looking to play, I'm spending a lot of time on them. So I'm going to go ahead and expedite this a little bit more here. I'm waiting for first five lines to come out for Minnesota, Texas, because I really think I want to take Minnesota in the first five. Minus 165 is a bit too much juice for me. I will incorporate it into a couple little 2-3 legger parlays to have some fun. Maybe with like England in the UEFA Europa Cup right now, because they're heavy favorites today, minus 330, I think it is, against Scotland. And so taking that Minnesota and then throwing in like a Dodgers, you know, money line. And look, it's juice, but it's a 2 or 3 leg parlay and it comes out to plus 200, plus 220 in some spots. So yeah, that's, you know, where I'll be looking at for this Minnesota game. I'm looking at supporting them. Jose Berrios has been pitching phenomenal lately. Mike Foltynewicz, I love to fade him at any moment I get a chance to. So I'm looking for a team total from Minnesota to pop up. And then I'm looking for a first five line for them. Okay, so Minnesota's team total, 4.5. It wasn't up 20 minutes ago. So I'm going to take that. It's at minus 125. I think that's a really savvy play. And then we're going to look and see if the first five numbers are up. Okay, cool, they are. So everything just loaded within the last 15, 20 minutes. Minnesota first five at a pick, minus 125. So, yes, give that to me. And Mike Foltynewicz is going to go nuclear tonight. He definitely allows so much contact and so much danger to his team. He just seeps it out like radioactive material. He's 1-7 with a 5.48 ERA on the year, by the way. Cincinnati, San Diego. We cashed on this one last night. We've cashed on the last two Cincinnati road plays that we've made. So let's go ahead and just taper off a little. Let's gain some insight. Let's look and see how this Santillan kid pitches. He's young for Cincinnati. This could be another low-scoring game. I wouldn't be shocked if the under hits. We're getting shade at -114, -115, under 9. -200 on the money line for the Padres. I am going to be sitting and I'm going to be watching this. So I am going to be looking at gaining some insight, intel, and database on this. Milwaukee, Colorado, same thing. We got very lucky yesterday getting the push of the minus or under 5 in the first 5. There was 5 runs scored in the first inning by Colorado with a grand slam by CJ Krohn. Hey, look, the bet was dead. It should have died. I mean, I don't know how we pushed, but we did. Thank God for Milwaukee's crappy offense. They were actually a part of me handicapping that first 5 under. And look, I got one part of it right. I mean, I said that the Brewers weren't going to score runs early and that they take time to get settled in. So Colorado just had other plans, like a first inning grand slam. And look, we were supporting Brandon Woodruff. He was coming off of an outing where he got roughed up. And, you know, the fact of the matter is I'm still bad at supporting big name honcho pitchers. Like it seems like every time I support one of these stars, they just shit their sock, you know? So yeah. A push was a blessing. Tampa Bay, Seattle. Michael Wacha, you said Kikuchi on the mound. I, you know, last night I had 3 plays on Tampa Bay. I was looking at under in the first 5. I was looking at under for the full game. And then Tampa Bay to win in the first 5. Went 1-2. And the first 5 total pushed by a hook. And the full game total just, you know, flew over. Seattle walked it off in the bottom of the 9th last night. So I'm not really looking to get too involved in this game. It's not something that after last night I want to get involved with. I'm sorry, I had under 8.5, Tampa Bay in the first 5, and then under 4.5 for the first 5. Yeah, so I think that's what I said. I don't remember. I'm sorry. So another game that I'm looking to stay away from tonight. That wraps up the games that I'm looking to get away from. Miami, Chicago, I'm the Cubs. Zach Davies has been phenomenal. The Marlins are bad about hitting off-speed. So Zach Davies is still really just looking to lock in his off-speed stuff. He's looked great the last couple of starts. What I'm looking here for is a Cubs first 5, and it's not up yet. It wasn't up before I started the show. So I want to look for that when it comes out. The Zach Thompson kid, another great arm for the Marlins. They got so many of them. And I just had Aram Layton for the Locked On Marlins podcast and the Locked On Network on the show yesterday. And we talked a good amount of Marlins and just all sorts of goodies with baseball. So if you missed that show, you got to go back and check that one out too. It was yesterday's. And then make sure to follow Aram at Aram Layton 8 on Twitter. He was a great guest to have. Aramleighton 8. The number eight. All right. Time to rapid fire through the stuff that I do like. I still got to submit my wager pass picks and plays and all that. So I'm going to try to be transparent, but also with a bit of veil of mysticism because can't be giving away my premium stuff for free. Come on, jabronis. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You're not jabronis. Only to Dwayne the Lock J you are. The Rock J. I say Lock because he's got locks. Troy Markowski, guy on our team. Go follow him too, at Dwayne The Rock J. So the first game I'm going to be attacking is New York, the Mets, and Washington. Anytime that Eric Fetty's on the mound, Eric Fetty WAP, because he gets WAPed, you know, I'm looking at over nine. It's getting the shade. Joey Lucchese, he's terrible. He's a left-handed pitcher with a above five ERA, and Washington loves to hit against lefties, especially at home. So what I might also look to throw in here is a Washington team total over, and I would like to look at that real deeply. It's 4.5. We're getting decent shade on it. -110. I think that's something that I got to roll with. With Trey Turner and with Josh Harrison and Juan Soto, there's just so many lefty hitting batters in this Washington lineup. So that's how I'm looking at it. They're going to have to do their damage early because the Mets bullpen is pretty great. Toronto and Baltimore. Got a couple plays on this one, but what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be giving you guys one because I'm sure one of them will be on the wager pass. Robbie Ray, the lefty. Bruce Zimmerman, the lefty. Lefty on lefty hate crime. Both teams hit lefties pretty damn good. I've got over 9.5 in the full game, and it's got some heavy shade of -120. This line's moved to over under 10, and you can find even money on 10. But look, my magic number is 10. Yeah, it's got to at least get to 10. So I'm going to stay at 9.5. It's only juice if you lose. And look, fact of the matter is, both the teams get significant hitting upgrades against lefties. Zimmerman's not that great. Robbie Ray has been really good, so we could see some negative regression coming his way. And we've got high team totals set, so I think Toronto could do most of the damage early and often. So look for some birds to be fighting in this one. Got some Blue Jays and Orioles that are going to be going after each other. And at the end of it all, I think that they're going to score some runs together. Cleveland and Pittsburgh. Cleveland's got some weird money line stuff going on. There's a lot of sharp and quote-unquote professional action. On the Pirates, Pirates are getting a decent amount of money. Do with that what you will. The Cleveland -130 money line looks nice to me. Might incorporate that in a little two-leg parlays throughout the night. Maybe some round robin stuff because there's immense value in it. There is significantly better team than Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh does worse at home. And, you know, Chad Cole, 0-4 with a 6.52 ERA. He seems to just get roughed up every time he goes out there. The first two innings are always rough for him. So I'm thinking Cleveland can make some hay and get some runs early. Boston, Kansas City. Can't talk about this one. I'm going to have a play on this in the wager pass. I do have to make 162 plays on the Royals and the Red Sox. So it's cool that they're playing each other. This counts as a play for each. So I get helped out a little bit. Nick Pivetta will be on the mound against Jacob Kowar for the Royals. And there's not a lot of stuff set right now. Jackson Kowar, I said Jacob. No team totals, no over-unders, no spread, no, like run lines, no odds like that. We are going to have 13-mile-per-hour wind to left field. It's supposed to be clear and 90 degrees tonight in Kansas City. If I was still living in Kansas City, I'd probably go to this game. Chicago White Sox, Houston Astros, potential ALCS showdown. This is a phenomenal series. Houston whooped up on the White Sox last night. Houston's getting a chance to go up against a lefty in Carlos Rodon today. Granted, it's Rodon, but it's Houston against a lefty. I don't care if it's Rodon and the White Sox. I'm still going to back Houston and their lefty killing approach. So what I'm going to be looking at here is Houston team totals over 3.5 right now. I'm going to take that. Obviously, I'm on the side of Houston. And obviously some portion of this is going to make it into the wager pass. So do with that what you will. You just got some really good free information. Eton is out for the White Sox. So, I mean, these guys just keep losing guys. One thing I will say, Bregman and Kyle Tucker, both out for the Astros right now. But look, Miles Straw, Chaz McCormick, and Martin Maldonado tonight. I'm calling it. Those three guys are all each going to have at least a hit. And Maldonado, he hit two bombs the other night. So I'm hesitant in saying he's going to have a bomb tonight. But if he's seeing the ball and home runs come in bunches, he could be what gets Rodon out of this game. So look for Martin Maldonado, the catcher that kills lefties, hits about 400 against lefties. His OPS is great. So look for him to do some damage tonight. Altuve's on an absolute burner. Brantley's back and healthy. Correa, Yuli, Gurriel. It doesn't matter that Bregman's out. They got so many guys. And now Chaz McCormick stepping up. Miles Straw. Miles Straw could be a problem tonight, y'all. Detroit, Los Angeles, we were on the over in last night's game purely because I've noticed that games that Shohei Ohtani pitches in typically go over, and it's an easy result. So I just kind of went with that loose data on top of, you know, the notion that the Angels hit righties so much better, which they do. They scored three first inning runs, second inning maybe. And then Detroit's bats had been hot. So, you know, it was a little of a blind play, again, intuitive, gut, you know, but long story short, the pick won. I'm going over 9 in Detroit and L.A. again today. Los Angeles Dodgers on the road against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Trevor Bauer, Caleb Smith. Here's another one of those big-name pitchers that I talk about being crappy at backing. I have tried twice this year on backing the Dodgers when Bauer was in play. I'm just going to put the play out there, and if you want to do it, you can do it. But I like the Dodgers run line because, I'm going to incorporate them on the money line, and now it's under $2, so it's minus 196, so get it while you can. I'm going to incorporate that into some two-leggers. You know, I might be looking at – and look, I know it's heavy juice. But again, England and the Dodgers, you know, like Dodgers on the road against 50-loss Arizona already. I mean, it's a bad team. So England, big brother, bully of Scotland in the soccer realm. So that's kind of how I'm feeling. Philly, San Fran, over 8.5. Vince Velasquez has peripheral numbers that are really bad. Johnny Cueto's starting to allow a lot more contact and a lot more hits. San Fran's offense is clicking. Philly has a terrible bullpen. Philly also has hitters and sluggers of their own. So look for some over action in that game. All right. So that's the MLB card. Went ahead and gave out a bunch of plays there. Talked in depth about some games. I like some team totals. I like some run lines. I like some totals. I want to highlight this week 3 Friday night crop of games for the AUDL. Then we can wrap this show. We've got some really, really good games tonight. And for those that are not familiar, the AUDL, American Ultimate Disc League, is a new league. Not new, but they've been around, but they're gaining steam. And a couple different sports books have agreed to put them on. There's legislation around them. DraftKings is backing them. They got a TV deal with Fox Sports. They are on Twitch. This is a phenomenal league, and you need to go find them and their teams on Twitter and follow them. The first game that I'm going to talk about briefly, and I'm still novice in this. I'm still submerging myself. But, hey, I'm the number one AUDL picker on Tally site right now. For whatever that's worth. New York Empire, they won the championship last year, or in 2019, last year's season was not able to happen. They're going against one of the worst offensive teams in the AUDL and Pittsburgh Thunderbirds. the New York Empire, they're just so balanced. They play great defense. They got guys that can toss the disc, catch the disc, spread the field, cut under coverages. They have great coverages themselves. Look for Pittsburgh to only get about 15 goals in this one. They have a hard time scoring anyways, but New York is going to probably trounce them by at least 5, I would say. San Diego Growlers, San Jose Spiders. I don't have a huge opinion on this one other than the fact that I'm excited to watch this one. I like these two teams. I like the colors of the teams, the mascots. There's some phenomenal players on each team. And then it's a divisional matchup. There comes, you know, San Diego, San Jose, they're like right there in the same state. So it's a bit of a rivalry game. This is just going to be a really interesting and fun game. I don't have a ton of insight or knowledge on it, but I will say that it's going to be a phenomenal divisional game. One game that we broke down on the Disc League episode earlier this week with Daniel Cohen was this Madison Radicals and Minnesota Windchill game. Look, this is the hottest rivalry. Don't let the Windchill name of Minnesota get you fooled, but this is the hottest rivalry of the AUDL right now, and this is going to be a wonderful matchup. Madison Radicals have dominated their division since the birth of the AUDL. They're like the Green Bay Packers of this league. They're going up against Minnesota and a team that they've had some crazy success against. They've lost their last two, including a week one overtime buzzer beater goal catch by Minnesota to defeat Madison in Madison. Madison has not lost three home divisional games in a span of 6 years. So if that says anything, Madison wants to return the favor against Minnesota at home. And this is going to be just one of those phenomenal back and forth, high energy games. You know, this is going to be like Daniel and I talked about earlier in the week, this is going to be a grind fest, just competition-based game. It's going to be fun. Two players I want to highlight in that game, and this is me using Daniel Cohen's article, Players to Watch For in Week 3, on the AUDL.com. I have it in my bookmarks. Go look at his work. So, Brett Mazuka for the Minnesota Windchill. He's making his highly anticipated debut Friday, and he is looking to be a D-line handler primarily, and the Windchill have underwhelmed on their break opportunities, so they're looking for him to help with that. A break is when you cause a team to turn it over. They just turn it over, and then you score off of that or off of the kickoff, and you cause an instant turnover, and then you score right off of that. So breaks are defense in the offense, essentially. Masuka offers strong veteran presence, so he's disc smart. He's creative. He has a wide variety of throws. And the Windchill racked up 19 blocks in Minnesota back in week one, so look for that to be a part of this. And, yeah, Brett Mazuka is a guy to look out for on the D-line handling opportunities, so Kevin Petit-Scantling for the Madison Radicals, another guy I want to talk about on this one. He's the captain, the lifeblood of this team. He's one of the very few players remaining from the 2018 championship team after several veteran departures over the past couple of years. So this year, he's going to have to carry the team, you know. And he had a really good performance in the league. Probably the single most dominant performance in the league this year against Detroit. And he had 5 assists, 4 goals, 6 blocks, and a plus minus, a plus 14 while completing all 27 of his throws. That was just nuts. It was flawless. Again, against the worst team in the division and probably the whole league in Detroit. But, you know, still, these are professional athletes, and to do that, like, that's just crazy. So keep an eye out for Kevin Petit-Scantling and his passing for Madison. Look for Brett Mazuka to try to slow down Kevin Petit-Scantling as a member of the Minnesota Windchill. So tonight's game against DC, the DC Breeze against the Boston Glory. this is going to be the game of the night. This is lots of offense. We're going to see some phenomenal players. But, I mean, here, I'll just talk about some of the players right now. Thanks again for this article by Daniel. Daniel Cohen is just, I can tell he's going to become a friend of the show because this content is phenomenal. So Johnny Mocks of the DC Breeze, he's becoming the name to know for this team. And it's kind of crazy because this team features Rowan McDonald, who's the 2018 MVP. But through the first three games, he's shown an impressive control over the Breeze offense and his ability to distribute the disc as a primary handler. He picks up spots to attack downfield very well and quickly, and he's been the defining part of the Breeze small ball offense. He's racked up nearly 1,300 yards passing and receiving combined. And Zach Norbrum is expected back from injury this week and should take on a chunk of the backfield work. So Moggs is here to stay, but look for more balance for the DC Breeze. Boston Glory's got a player named Tanner Halkyard, who's quickly emerging as one of the best all-around players on the whole team. Through two games, he's got a plus-minus of plus 11, totaling a combined 10 scores and two blocks against Pittsburgh and Atlanta. He's 6'3", and he makes his presence felt as he likes to get up in the air, slotting in as the O-line cutter and switching over to defense to provide needed defensive sparks. He's got great vision for the field in both with and without the disc and limits his mistakes. He's completed all 29 of his throws this season, which is very, very awesome. That's a good stat. Halkyard has surpassed 300 total yards in each game this season. And with fellow bigs, Orion Cable and Tanner Johnson, expected to travel with the team this week. Expect the streak to continue in back-to-back battles against DC and Raleigh. So look for some more exposure for Tanner Halkyard. Kind of sucks that Orion Cable's out. He's a phenomenal 20-year-old, 6'5" athlete in this league. So just absolute animal. All right. That's tonight's AUDL. Keep an eye out for what's to come in the weekend. There's a heavy bevy of games for Saturday as well as for Sunday. Tonight we have four games. The last one is Los Angeles Aviators and the Dallas Roughnecks, two top of the division championship caliber teams. Look for them to duke it out as a heavyweight style. But the two games I'm looking forward to the most, Madison Radicals against the Minnesota Windchill at 7 p.m. Central, Boston Glory DC Breeze at 7 p.m. Eastern, so 6 Central. So I think that does the show. We talked NBA, we talked MLB, we talked American Ultimate Disc League, and we threw sprinkles of UEFA Euros in there. So I'm happy. Are you happy? If not, let me know in some reviews. Leave your kind or not kind words, whichever you choose to use, in a descriptive way, after you give me a star, at least, of a review. Don't forget to follow us and follow me. Hey, if you're not following me, I am 12 followers away from my goal of hitting 800 by the end of the month here on Twitter. And look, we're in the back half of the month, and I need 12 more followers. So if you ain't done it, please, please, please help a brother out. Help me achieve my goals. I'm going to be at 1,200 at the end of the year. Again, that's my goal. I'm speaking it into existence, manifestation, all that good stuff. 12 more. That's all I need. Go there. Follow me. Follow at Hoopball Gaming. Don't forget to go to hoop-ball.com and look at the wager pass. Check out a fantasy pass so you can get some good off-season nuggets and get yourself well-educated before your draft and before your league starts kicking around the lobby. So get it going. Come join the family. Join the Discord and use our promo codes. Help us grow so we can give more. We want to give. It's all about giving. Give, 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 give. Law of value. The law of value. You have to give more than you get. The law of value states that you're doing well when you receive more than you give. Or I'm sorry. You give more than you receive. Oh, my goodness. All right. Time to stop being so crates over here because I'm not so great at it. So let's wrap up the show. Good vibes, good energies. F and A, guys. It's Friday. We got positivity flying around. We got creativity sparking. We've got beauty in front of us. We've got love to give, and we've got it in abundance. So please do something nice for someone today. Do something kind. Smile. Hold a door. I don't know. Ask a stranger how their day's doing. They're going to need it. I promise. One of you are going to find someone out there today that needed some kindness. So through me, through you, to them, please do that. Please. As always, I'm sending you my good vibes and my good energies, all of them. Please come back. Make it back safe. Have a great weekend. Thank you for all the support, all the follows, all the new listeners, everything. It's beautiful. I love it. And I could go on and on and on about it. Without doing that, today in sports betting is out.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.